This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and we're continuing from last year. So what we're discussing here is sadhana bhakti, and there's all the different do's and don'ts in the beginning of sadhana bhakti. These are minor limbs of devotion, but they're all about cultivating proper behavior and proper attitude and proper feelings. So we have this book by Bana Maharaj, and also by Ban Maharaj. It's by Prabhupada's godbrother. So we're on this particular limb, it's number 21. Vaishnav Chinna Dhriti Jaha Padme Jekanta Lagna Tulasi Nali Nakshamala Ye Bahumula Parichinita Shankha Chakra Yeva Lalata Falake Lasat Urdva Pundras Te Vaishnava Bhuvanam Ashu Pavitrayanti. So this is, Rupa Goswami is giving guidelines here about what we should do. These are the Vaishnava Chinna, the marks of a Vaishnava. Everything we do externally and internally, our thinking, our speaking, our dressing, our acting, as much as possible. Some things are not important. The mind is most important. But even externals, if we can, we appear like Vaishnavas. When we're in a proper circle, we wear some tilak, we have kantimala, and these are the identifications. But they're not important, they're not essential. It's not essential even to wear kantimala. It's not essential even to wear Vaishnav tilak. But it is essential to always remember Bhagavan and never forget him. So if you're always chanting in your mind or chanting Krishna's name, then that means that you're surrendered, because you can't repeat someone's name or think of someone unless your heart is surrendered to them. So I know when we first come to ISKCON, we have a very rigid and standard of what is a Vaishnava. But when you live in India and then you meet different devotees and you hear that for one class of Vaishnavas, all these things are very important. But we know, for example, that a hero is a hero whether he's wearing a uniform or not. Like if someone is a policeman, and he may be a trained fighter, and he's trained to control groups of people, and he puts on his uniform, and everyone says, this is a policeman. But even when he's in private clothes, he may not have his uniform, he's off duty, but he sees some criminal activity, he can immediately take it to the task, because he has that power. So the real sign of a Vaishnava is his sharanagati, his surrender to God, his internal surrender. And sometimes we see that in the Vaishnava Sangham, some people, they test our broad-mindedness. They maybe appear without tilak, or maybe without neck beads, and then people who are external, they say, oh, where are your neck beads? Where is your tilak? But they don't understand the position of the heart. But nevertheless, these external signs and activities that we do are being done to give Krishna pleasure. He likes it. He likes to see us wearing Gopichand. And what is Gopichand? We wear this tilak, which is from a sacred place like Radhakund. Some people wear the sacred dust of Radhakund on their forehead. Or they wear tilak from it's called Gopichand, which comes from Dwarka. There was one lake there where it says that the gopis, they went and met Krishna there. The Braja gopis expanded in one form. Or sometimes it says that the queens of Dwarka also, they're actually expansions of the gopis of Vrindavan. Just like we have 16,108 gopis here in Vrindavan and Rasa Dance, and Dwarka there's 16,108 queens. So those queens assume their form as gopis and they bathe with Krishna, and all their unguents and everything came off their body, their sandalwood and kunkum and kasturi and musk, all went in the water, went down to the bottom and mixed with the mud. Right? And this is what's called Gopichand. This is real, asli Gopichand. Everyone buys these little boxes of tilak, which are scented with camphor and smells very nice. You can buy them from Baidyanath, some Shaivite company. All the Vaishnavas are wearing Vaishnav tilak produced by a group of Shaivites. If you look, it's called, what's it called? Baidyanath. Bhagavan Shankar, Baidyanath, these little boxes. And it says Gopal. It has a picture of Gopal playing the flute. If you look at the manufacturer, it's Bhagavan Shankar Baidyanath Tilak from Haridwar. So it's some ashram, some Shaivite ashram that's producing Tilak to make their money. They're gathering clay from the earth, mixing and filtering. It's nice clay, it's nice Tilak. I'm putting in some camphor. It's very smooth, there's no rocks. It works nicely, but it's not Gopichan. And in Padma Puran, there's the whole Mahatmyam of Gopichan. What are the glories of Gopichan? What is the speciality? The Vishesh Gun, the special quality of Gopichan. Chan means like this chandan. We say chandan. Means like this powder. And it's powder from the gopis. Because the gopis, this clay from that lake is there, all their powders from their body. So if you get original Gopichan, you wear that when you study, or you wear that when you chant, or wear that when you do any devotional activity, you get much more benefit, it's told in Shastra, in Gopichan. Besides just having Vaishnav Chinna. So Vaishnav Chinna means the marks of a Vaishnava, they're pleasing to the Lord. So then this verse has a translation. Those Vaishnavas who have Tulsi beads, lotus seed beads, and Japa beads around their necks, who have their shoulders marked with the signs of conch and chakra, and who have tilak on their foreheads, quickly purify the earth. So this is, it's very interesting, because everything is related to Smaran, Vishnu Smaranam, Krishna Smaranam. Everything about a Vaishnava is all about remembering God. Ante Narayana Smriti. Ante Narayana Smriti. When we give up this body, we have to remember Narayan. And we can remember Narayan if we remember Narayan throughout our lives. So that's the whole purpose of human life, is somehow fix our mind on God, so at the end of life we can promote our cause by remembering God. So how to remember God? So all of these, what happens is when a Vaishnava walks down the street with Vaishnav Tilak and Kanti Mala, someone looks and says, oh, there's a Vaishnava. There's a devotee of Vishnu. Or he's wearing Ramanandi Tilak. He's a devotee of Ram. Or this is Radhakund Tilak, or this is Radharani Bhakta, or Krishna Bhakta. So it's like, if you see three lines like this, this is this pundra, I forget what it's called, it's this type of pundra, it's horizontal, then you say, oh, Shankar Bhagavan, or Shiva, he's a Shaivite. It's a mark. He's a Shaivite, he's a worshipper of Shiva, he's a Vaishnava, he's a worshipper of Vishnu. So this memory comes in the mind by seeing. Seeing and remembering. And when you remember God, then you move closer to God. So this is the whole idea why it says that the Vaishnavas, they purify the earth. Otherwise, we're all looking the same. No marks. We don't wear any beads. And, oh, you're like me. Like sometimes people are on a train. They don't have any tilak, and they have some clothes, and someone's sitting there. And then they reach in their bag, and they pull out some bead bags. And they're also in karmi clothes, regular clothes. We say karmi clothes. We call them karmi clothes. Regular dress. Then that person goes into a suitcase and he gets out a bead bag midway in the train. He starts chanting and you look and say, oh, he's a devotee, he's chanting. And then you say, oh, okay, I'll get mine out too. So then you get your beads out too. Then he looks at you and says, oh, you're a Vaishnava. Yes, oh, but I didn't see any marks. You didn't remind me of Vishnu. I thought you were a normal, everyday, materialistic, you know, fruit of worker, you know, just going on a train somewhere. So no, I when I travel, I stay undercover, but I have my mala, I have my guru mantra, I have my guru, acha, and then you start talking. So this is secret, it's hidden, but then it becomes revealed. So this verse is telling that these signs, we wear them because Krishna wants everyone to remember him. He comes here in various avatars and incarnations, and he sends his acharyas and parampara, guru parampara. They all come to teach and remind everyone of God. Don't forget God. So the whole idea is that God himself wants us to remember him. So when we become an assistant to that, when we actually help people remember God, then that makes God very pleased, because this is what he wants. And there's so many benefits are mentioned to encourage us. If you do this, you get this benefit. Oh, I want that benefit. So then we wear these marks of Vaishnava. It says here one should wear the syllables of the name. We often see that people, especially Radhakund, this is one of the ways that people feel identified. In Indian culture, the married woman, at least traditionally, she would wear what's called bindi. That was a form of identification, that yes, I'm married, I have my pati, I have my husband. So that would, when she put that on, she'd also touch her forehead. Now you use a sticky thing, some glue thing. But she would touch her forehead. And when you touch your forehead, there's actually a gland there. There's a pineal gland, right? Pineal gland. And it's about midway between the eyebrows. So she get this kunkum or cinder or whatever they use, I don't know, whatever, and put this red mark, and then she'd press. And then she would press and then impress. She would press her skin and impress her pineal gland, or impress her mind that, yes, I am sati, I am chaste, I am married to so-and-so, and I have my duties as a grihastha, my grihastha dharma. Dharma is a religious practice also. I have my duties and functions. So this would be not only symbolized, but be stimulated by the sense of touch. The touch is connected to the nerve is connected to the gland is part of the thinking process, and it creates a samskara, an impression. So a similar way, it's an identification. The devotees, they sometimes get wooden stamps. So this is to stamp the body with the letters of the name of the Lord. So this is very pleasing to the Lord also. And what happens is that this name is being broadcast, Radhe Radhe, or Jai Shri Radhe. So this is one devotional principle that's mentioned here, number 22, to stamp the body with the letters of the name of the Lord. So maybe on festival times we can get these wooden stamps. In Hindi you can write Radhe Shyam and put Chandan on your forehead. It's all about, basically it's all about Abhiman. Abhiman means the mentality, the identity, who we belong to. Temporarily, we may belong to a mother. The mother says, you are my daughter. And daughter says, you are my mother. So temporarily, for a few years, we belong to one mother or one father or one husband. But this is not our nitya upadi. This is not our eternal identity. We actually belong to the Father, the Supreme Father. We belong to Bhagavan, to Krishna. And Krishna is telling that in Gita. Our mother never wrote a Bhagavad Gita. Our father never wrote a Bhagavad Gita. But Bhagavan wrote Bhagavad Gita. And he says, Mamayavamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. He says, the living entities, all the jivas, they are mama amsha. They are my parts, amsh. They are my parts and parcels. So we belong to God. This is the actual fact. We misidentify due to our birth, our upbringing, our conditioning, our ignorance. We misidentify with this body. The body is me. This country is mine. I'm Indian. I'm Sindhi. I'm Punjabi. I'm Brazilian. I'm American. These are designations. But the real thing is, I belong to Krishna. So all these signs and symbols are all about reminding ourselves of our true identity and reminding others of God by seeing us. And this is the two themes we've been discussing for the last 15 minutes. Reminding ourselves of our true identity and reminding others of God. This is why these symbols are worn. Just like the lady, when she puts the bindi, she reminds herself, or she's going out and she's putting mascara on her eyes, kajal and earrings, and oh, I forgot my bindi. Because that's always last, and it's always forgotten. Because maybe the lady wants to forget that she's married, I don't know. But then she says, oh no, I have to wear my bindi. At least traditionally, nowadays everything's alaga laga, ulta dharma. I'm not insinuating, I'm just saying the traditional Vedic culture and trying to show the parallel, the identity program, principle, identity principle. So, I have to put my mark, my bindi. This is my mark, this is my identification mark. I am taken, I am his. This means I am his, right? I belong to him, my husband. So we have identity marks. And our identity marks are, I belong to him, or I belong to her, or I belong to Radhakund, or I belong to Krishna. I belong to Shiva. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Ah, Shankar Bhagavan. Ah, Parvati. Ah. This is a Shaivite. When he marks his forehead, he remembers his Ishtadev. So it reinforces identity. So the Vaishnav Chinna, the marks of a devotee of God, they reinforce the identity that I belong to God eternally. Achyuta Gotra. Achyuta Gotra, that Gotra which never fails. That Gotra means family line. Family line. Dynasty, family line, dynasty. Oh, I am Kasyap Gotra. I am Kaushik Gotra. I am Alaga Laga Gotra. Right? They have these Gotras. Gotam Gotra. So this is Achyuta Gotra, the eternal family of Krishna. So this is our real identity. Sometimes it's painful to hear, but it's true. So Rupa Goswami is telling us here, these are if we have identity crisis, you hear this phrase a lot, maybe you hear it more, identity crisis. But these are just ways that we try to identify. And often devotees, they feel when they mark their forehead and they're saying yes, and there's so much symbology and all kinds of many, many things described about these marks, the tilak and marking the body with the name of the Lord. But the main principle is the identity, that I belong to Krishna, I belong to Radharani. This body is a mandir, this body is a temple, this body is Krishna's temple. It's for his puja, for his worship, or for her worship, for her puja. So it's like this.